Hello, listeners. Welcome to a new episode of My Girlfriend Does Like Robots. Finally getting back into the swing of it in 2021. Now it's started properly.
We've already done two episodes of 2021.
We've done one episode of 2021.
Okay. so you're saying this as if we've, like, just gotten the hang of it. Like, we've already done one episode.
We've done one. We're already nearly in March. We're doing another one. Which is terrifying.
What's terrifying?
That we're nearly in March. I mean, time is an illusion at this point, but, you know.
St. David's Day's on the 1st of March.
Is it? That's the Wales one, isn't it?
That's the Wales one. It actually hurts me how little you know of my culture, my people. I like that I'll refer to anyone as my people.
Yeah.
Oxford, my people. Wales,
my people.
Pakistan, my people. Like, they're very different places.
But they're all your people.
They're all my people. The bisexuals, my people. The communists, my people. Catholic schoolgirls, my people. Actually, I sound a bit like a priest there,
yeah,
don't I?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't claim that one.
Nah. Catholic schools, where was that? Anyway.
Let's look at this from robots then. So, the first machine we've got.
As a side note, is there any religiously themed robots? Paganism doesn't count.
I don't think so.
The only reason I say paganism doesn't count is because there's how many demons.
Yeah, true, yeah.
There are.
I think there's a few that's like had to do with St. George and stuff, but that's about all I can think of.
Fair enough. What was St. George famous for? A dragon? I feel like it was a dragon.
Yeah, he was the dragon's lure.
So my first primary school was called St. Christopher.
Mm.
What do you think St. Christopher did?
God knows.
Now, I may be pulling this out of my ass, but I feel like I definitely researched this when I was in primary school. Mm. My first secondary school was called St. Christopher's, and it was named after St. Christopher because St. Christopher helped this person who couldn't walk across a river. Because he was a giant. He was like a great guy. He was huge.
Mm.
Apparently. And he helped this person who couldn't cross a river by going on his back. I'm pretty sure that's what he's famous for.
Fair enough.
And we lived in Oxford. So
it's full of rivers, yeah.
They thought, we're building this school on marshland. What should we call it? Well, we're helping these children progress through life, progress through the ford. How about St. Christopher?
Let's go with that.
Feel free to sound off in the comments if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's what St. Christopher is famous for.
Fair enough. So the first machine we're looking at is one from Dutch Robot Wars by the name of El Moa.
How did they not get sued? It's got Elmo in the name.
I think they don't. I think they don't mention the name.
Or the character on top of it.
Well, yeah, well, there's been a few of them. Like, there's, well, I mean, there was one, actually, there was one in German Robots, literally, was just called Pika, and it had a Pikachu on top of it. But I think they just don't say.
You know, Pika is a type of eating disorder.
Yeah, it's like you eat stuff you're not supposed to, like drywall or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is El Moa.
Tell me the Elmo isn't flammable.
The Elmo is flammable, which is just a regular cuddly toy.
Matt, why do you do these things? Okay, remember the five rules of building robot from me. And number one was don't make it cute.
Yeah.
And number two was don't make it anthropomorphized by having eyes.
It's about as good as you can get with that. So obviously it's modelled on a ride-on lawnmower.
No, it's modelled on Elmo.
It's modelled on Elmo on a ride-on lawnmower. So it's got with the big vertical blade and everything, he's supposed to be in like driver's position. Surprisingly, the Elmo did survive quite intact. Like, the only time in both of its battles, the only damage it sustained was a rip in the eye and an axe hole from Shunt. That's all it got. Surprisingly,
I wouldn't say that is surprising because it's squishy, so it could, like, most weapons interact on impact, right?
Mm.
If you're impacting something that's soft and squishy, it absorbs that impact.
Your form on it, yeah.
You weren't expecting a smart comment out of
me.
You looked at me like genuinely like, what? She's engaging with the content. That's not going to plan.
This isn't the way it's supposed to go.
This isn't the chum bucket.
So obviously it's built but quite top heavy, so it's got very ineffective weapon with being just like that with bars on the side for it.
Is it a spinner?
Yeah, so it spins like in a clockwise direction, but obviously where you've just got bars like that stick out to the front like that, it's not going to do much really.
I mean, what was that previous one we did which didn't have a weapon?
What, from the last episode?
Yeah.
Tundran. The big, melted, horrid looking thing.
The Welsh one. The Welsh
one. Yeah, it also had exposed wheels, obviously sticking out the back, easily toppled.
Lots of them have exposed wheels, though.
It's always seen.
And I swear in a previous episode, I said, why do all of them have exposed wheels? And you acted like that was like such a weird thing for me to say, that they had exposed wheels and that was a bad thing. You're like, it's not going to pop because they're really thick rubber.
Well, it depends. Like, modern day, yes, they will be just like big chunks of rubber. Like, they're a bastard to deal with. Like, in the old days where they'd have like proper, just in, like inflated pneumatic tyres, it was for like
the full. You didn't say that. You said, you gave off the impression that I was being done for suggesting that having the tyres exposed was a really bad thing.
I'm sorry, didn't mean to come across that way.
Yes, you did! At the time.
At the time, probably, but. So, in.
I like that man in the background that's, like, clearly very annoyed. Put in a zoom in of that guy. He's clearly just seen some shit and he's just like, for fuck's. Even the guy in the blue jumper is like, the fuck is going on over there?
Something's not going right.
They found Elmo's surprise.
Oh, God.
They found out what Elmo really mowed.
God. So in Dutch Rebel Wars, Elmo didn't do brilliant. It won one fight and lost.
Is this an American or British? Because I can see a British flag there. But
I think
you said it was Dutch Rebel Wars.
I think it was a Dutch. It was a Dutch entry, but obviously there were a few international teams that competed as well. Because okay. Because they were filmed in the same location, like in the UK, same as the American series. So it's probably just like sharing pit benches and stuff like that.
So the Dutch one was filmed in Britain?
Some of them were, I think. The German ones, I think, definitely were. They were all filmed in the same arena, because it just saves on. It's easier just to have that arena.
That's
there.
Not going to be as easier once. Now.
Well, now it wouldn't, yeah.
Can you imagine filling out a customs form on what you've got in your truck, and it's fucking Elmoa?
You open up the back and say, like, what the fuck is this?
You know, on custom forms, you have to put in a valuation for your items as well.
Yeah.
Just in case you end up selling it there and not bringing it back out. Like, how do you evaluate Elmoa?
Was it worth about threepence, maybe, on the materials for it?
Look, the quality of a robot is given by this formula. Do the sum of its parts equal more?
That's fair, yeah. That one doesn't, but that one really does.
Some robots are more than the sum of their parts.
That's true.
And some are not.
And some are very clearly not.
There's two types of robots.
So, Elmoa won one fight and lost another. It beat a robot called Flexstream.
What's flexible about it?
A lot of it's made of like polycarb, so it's flexible-ish.
That just sounds like you didn't screw it together properly.
Whose
mum put their robot in Tupperware?
They just have a container, just put bot parts in and just send it in.
The neighbour comes over like, did you have that Tupperware from the casserole I left? And she looks over at the robot. Ooh. Yeah, about that.
Yeah, so Flexstream, it's a tracked robot as well, which is even harder to make.
Well, we've had some. People don't know this, but we've had some arguments about tracks, haven't we?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Tracks are wheels.
Tracks are not wheels.
They are.
Tracks are tracks.
What's inside there, babe? What's that? What's that? There's four of them, in fact. What's the?
A round spinny thing.
What is a round spinny thing called when we put it on an axle?
It's called a fucking wheel.
It's got wheels, hasn't it?
It's got wheels in it. It's not using wheels.
So it's got wheels.
Whatever. It's got wheels. Fine.
You may continue.
And obviously with all the polycarb, where it looked, the team said it looked like a fish tank. So they added, like, you can't quite see in the picture, but they added like little clip-on fishes and like fishing rods and stuff inside it to look like an aquarium.
Why didn't they just add a second layer and fill it with resin?
Resin's heavy.
Okay, then fill it with oil water.
You want to put oil water around all the electrics and stuff? That's going to go well.
You put it in on a second layer. Trap it between the plastic. Oh yeah, because the rest of it's so secure.
I mean, it's just asking for trouble, really. It's just putting water or liquid by electrics.
It's oil, for a start.
Just do a liquid.
Yeah, oil's not very conductive.
It's still not going to go
well. Have you tried zapping someone covered in vegetable oil? It doesn't go very well.
I can't say I have tried that. When the hell have you tried that?
Year 7.
Please explain. What the fuck?
No, there was no context. I just didn't seem... What's the word? I was just seeing how far you'd believe me.
No, fair enough. You bullshitted me.
I didn't. When did you think I would have zapped a body covered in vegetable
oil? I don't bloody know with you.
You looked at me like, what? What? Like, so genuine and believing. That's your fault. You're too believing of the wrong things.
Fair enough.
How about you cast that belief into your own self-worth?
I'm trying. I go to therapy.
Goes to therapy once. I got one tomorrow.
It'll be alright.
Yeah, I feel like you have to go to therapy at least twice to say I go to therapy.
Alright, I will go. I am going to therapy.
You're not really going anywhere either because of
whatever semantics.
So more mental health discussions, courtesy of my girlfriend.
Yeah, so it wasn't a very good fight against Flexstream. They both ended up...
You don't say.
So
I thought it'd go so well.
So obviously...
Tupperware versus Elmo.
That's a recipe for disaster, really, isn't it?
Was that a joke? Because it's Tupperware.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Cooking. What? I was asking. I was genuinely questioning.
No, it wasn't a joke. It was just what I said.
It's a very domestic series, this one, because you got... Elmo on the mower, the lawnmower, comes in, sees his Tupperware is throwing hands in the kitchen.
Just start swinging back.
This is domestic violence as robots.
Yeah, so they ended up getting tangled together. So Elmo's weapon.
Did not think Flexstream was that big.
Yeah, it's a huge thing.
I had no like frame of reference.
Elmo's not exactly small. But yeah, Flexstream's like a massive creature.
When you say Elmo's not exactly small and you did that motion with your hands, it did not look like you were referring to the robot size.
Yeah, so they ended up tangled together. They got their like weapons locked together and they sort of just...
What's Flexstream's weapon?
It has a random flat spinny thing on the front of one of the panels and it just spins around. It's not very good.
You don't say. The fact that I couldn't even see it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they had much weight spare for a weapon of any sort. So. Yeah, Elmo did manage to win the fight with, I think, like a bit more on aggression from the judges, somehow. Then Elmo moved on to the second round, where it faced a robot called Slicer, which would eventually go on to be...
This one, I will accept, doesn't have wheels.
Yeah, because it's got tracks.
Yeah, but it doesn't have wheels in the tracks.
Mm.
So that is an actual track.
Yeah, that's right, I can see it. I get you.
Watch someone cut it open and be like, see, it's a fucking wheels. No, so how is it? What's its weapon?
The weapon is the great big drum thing on the left thing. So that.
See, I thought that, but then I was thinking, like, why is it a wedge? If the... weapon is in the back, why have a wedge on the front?
I think that's supposed to be the front, so they just said there's another shape similar in a robot called Black Hole from the German series, which looks basically like that, just has two spinning discs at the front and just has the wedge. It's basically just so it can run, it's easier to run if you're flipped over, if you're invertible and stuff, you can still run it.
Okay.
A few robots have had that sort of shape, it just makes it, it's just an easy shape to work with, really.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering.
Yeah. So Elmo got knocked off, got knocked off kilt by Slicer, and then ended up in the CPZ and got axed by a shunt, got stabbed through and ripped up. Did end up on the flame pit, but thankfully didn't get burnt to smithereens, which is a minor miracle.
I mean, I'm sure they can get another Elmo.
I mean, they probably can, yeah. But
you look so genuinely distressed, that's why I had to state that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You were like, it's so good that he didn't get on the flames, because it would just...
Oof, too much.
Don't know what would have happened then. But I'm sure he would have been fine. He would have resurrected. You know that gif of Elmo in the fire, like, ah! That would have been him.
Basically would have been that, yeah. Yeah.
Have I told you I haven't actually seen Sesame Street?
Me not.
No, my family didn't have Disney Channel.
I've only seen a few episodes, and that's just because it's online stuff, so...
The first time that I firmly got that Elmo was a thing was Tickle Me Elmo.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember Tickle Me Elmo? And he was like, touch me!
They were weird.
And he just giggled for ages.
Strange things.
Well, they really were. Carry on.
Yeah, so the Elmo was counted out, got flipped by the floor flipper, and then pitted by Matilda. And that was it. That was the end of Elmo's entire Robots career, because the team didn't enter for any other seasons or anything. There's not a lot.
You say it like you were like hoping for longevity from this.
I mean,
from Elmoa. Is Elmoa what you call a Spanish man going down on you? Your family listened to this.
I mean, they're not going to now, are they? So what do you think of Elmoa as a whole then?
I don't know, he hasn't gone down on me.
Fuck's sake.
No, it's oral.
Stop.
Is that making it in?
Yeah, probably.
I was not expecting that.
Right, we shall move on to our second machine, which is a Chinese robot called Toozy.
It looks like...
something.
It looks like a specific Pokemon. Looks like a Bulbasaur.
Voltorb? Electric?
No. It's like a peachy colour, but it's got those two eyes on it.
Mm.
So I'm going to have to load up Pokemon Go. It's one of the cocoon ones.
I can't think of what one you're on about. It's called like Cocooner or something. Something stupid.
Something like that. Yeah. But it's the one that becomes a butterfly afterward.
Oh, the one that becomes Butterfree.
No, that's Metapod, isn't it?
No, Metapod's the green one.
Yeah, but Butterfree comes from Metapod.
Yeah. I think it's which doesn't one, it? Whichever one comes from Kakuna, I think.
Oh, there's two Pikachus outside, by the way. If anyone's wondering. No one was.
No.
So it's not Kakuna, it's not Metapod.
I can't think of what one it would be then. I can't think of another.
No, it's the one that Venmoth comes out of, I think.
Oh, blimey. I've got no idea.
Oh, no, I just found it. Where was it? It was after Wobbuffet. Fett. Cascoon.
Cascoon. Oh, my God, yeah, it does actually.
It looks like Cascoon.
That looks a lot like Cascoon, I'll give you that. Yeah.
I'm glad we had that divergence.
Oh, that was worth it. Yeah, so Toozy in Chinese means rabbit ball.
That doesn't quite... Wait, is there an eye on the other side of the... So is that the nose and there's one eye
on the other? No, it's the two eyes on the...
Yeah, then that doesn't make sense because the ears aren't facing the right way.
I guess that's the weapon stuff. It's supposed to be an ear of some sort, I guess.
That's what I'm saying. They're not facing the right way.
I don't know. Take creative liberties with it. I mean, it's
designed... Creative liberties copies the design from Cascoon.
I mean, it's designed to look like a bloody carrot, so...
It's designed to look like a Cascoon, and you know it.
So it works like... It's a type of robot referred to as an Axlebot. So basically like Stinger, but orange. So it just like moves back and forth and smacks it back and forth like that.
Mm.
So it does it. That pole thing at the back, that is its entire weaponry. It's just a big metal shaft.
Yeah, but it's not even like... There's not like an axe on the end of it. Yeah, it's just solid...
I don't know why they didn't go with a weapon head of some sort or anything.
Just make it out of leaves. Look like leaves.
Yeah, something.
Going to the side.
Mm. Yeah, it's Axlebots are really hard to make because they're really fragile and everything is in the wheels, the same as like Stinger is. So any hits from spinners and stuff basically just destroys it completely. Mm. So its first fight, it came against a spinner. A full-body spinner called Flaming Wheel.
Made by someone who was still living in 1998. Guy Fieri's Chinese cousin, I believe.
I can't think of a pun for that.
Do not! That would get us cancelled so quickly!
Short of doing a terrible accent, I can't think of a pun for Guy Fieri's Chinese cousin.
You're a terrible person.
I am. So it wasn't a very good start for Toosie, so they couldn't get any traction on the floor, so because it's just a completely smooth ball. So that's the very first hit, which basically dislodged half of it.
It looks like a Diablo from that angle.
Diablo?
Yeah, the circus things. The Diablo.
Oh, the spinny thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it does actually, yeah. Yeah, so the first hit from Flaming Wheel just shot it across the box and went into the grinders at the side of it. And then the second hit just sort of took it apart and disassembled it, really. Just split it open. It had no chance, really, against something like that. Because, like, this was the second series of King of Bots where, like, things were a lot more sort of bedded in.
Yeah.
So some of the ones in the first series aren't brilliant. Like, there was one in the first, I can't remember the name of it, but it basically just had paper armour. Because they had like a really, it was supposed to have like a, it was a full body spinner, it had like a magnet on it, and was supposed to like hunker down so it could just spin in place.
So what you're saying is improvements have been made in Flavor Town.
Yes.
Flavor Town has now become Flavor City. And in terms of infrastructure, the mayor of Flavor Town has ensured that it is developed.
Exactly. Guy Fieri believes in local businesses.
Who's the Guy Fieri of the robot world?
Probably Martin Mason, the guy from Mad Cat. No.
Should be the man who made it.
Oh no. Martin Mason's brilliant, I love him.
He needs to do Guy Fieri themed robot and dress up.
I mean, if you look at Gigabyte from this current season, it's a football fan, it's just black with flames all around it. So that's probably the most Guy Fieri robot there is at the moment.
If a robot was to have a tramp stamp, where would the tramp stamp be?
What robot are we talking about?
Any robot.
What
is a sign that this is a trashy... I'm not saying tramp stamps are trashy, because they're not.
Mm.
But like the stereotype is that they're a trashy tattoo to have. So... if a robot was to have a tramp stamp, what is the defining appearance feature of a robot that shows you this is a trashy robot?
I think the closest I can come to is just a standard two-wheel drive vertical spinner, because it's just what everyone does. There isn't a lot of ingenuity to it.
I would say it's fur.
Okay.
Fur on a robot, that's a trashy robot.
Deator's a trashy robot.
Am I wrong?
I like Deator.
Deator looks like someone's 40-year-old mom that smokes and then offers you one when you come round to his house.
Here's my friend from sixth grade. Oh, do you want a Marlboro?
She's got hooped earrings, loves herself, and I'm here for her. But she is a bit trashy.
She's a bit trashy. It's basically like if it was a council estate, mum.
Yes, but now you've brought class into it, and now I feel conflicted. I'm here for her. Bit classless. I was going to say classless, but also trashy. But then in my mouth, it became one with classy.
Classless.
I know English.
Can't say it.
No, can't speak it, type it. I know it. I can read it.
I can read it, I'll give you that.
I can read it. Not very well, but I can.
So after this fight, Toosie moved into the loser's bracket and went up against a robot called 2BBQ, also known as Grill Judge. I don't get the naming conventions for Chinese robots either, so don't worry.
I was just going to say Guy Fieri's back at it again.
Yeah.
But this time, you know how Markiplier has Darkiplier?
Oh,
it's like the evil twin. There you go. Guy Fieri's robot's evil twin.
That's a sentence.
That better be the title.
It's either that or Guy Fieri's Chinese cousin.
You can't just bring race into it.
I'm not. It'd be funny. Yeah, so in this fight against 2RQ, because one of the finalists of the previous season, I think it made at least the quarterfinals or semifinals last season. Toosie basically had no chance because the fight started out. Toosie again couldn't get any traction going, so Grill just sat there, span its weapon up, and then just twatted it across, and it was basically done in like one hit. There was like, and like a few more just like knockabouts, and it just KO'd. And
Douche from Sausage Party.
Which one's
it? I'm a douche.
I think I remember. Yeah.
In Sausage Party.
Yeah.
The bad guy.
I can't remember.
Bad guy.
Yes, I remember. Yeah.
That's what that looks like. The little icon that they've given it.
Yeah, I see that.
They didn't give it the most flattering picture.
Yeah, I'll say that's from looking at it. That's looking at its backside, basically. Because you can't see the eyes or anything on it. It's
double cheeked up.
On a Thursday afternoon. Sun's still out. So that fight was the end of Toosie's KOB run. The team has done a few more robots similar to that in different weight classes, so they predominantly come from featherweights. And the featherweight Toosie is the funniest thing ever, because it's that.
Is that a hammer?
That's a little hammer hiss.
That's not going to hit anything.
Yep. It's terrible. It's just like when people have a dick when it gets cold.
It's not the size of the weapon, it's how you use it. But in this case, it's both.
Because it's not doing either of it. So what do you think of Toosie as a whole then?
Just a bit shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the objectives were, but you didn't hit them.
Whatever you were going for, you didn't meet the standard for it.
Looks a bit like an angry pig now as well.
Yeah. Just give it like a big nose or something.
It's already got a big nose.
That's not its nose, that's...
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, look at it from that angle, like, ignore that one.
I was like looking that way, it's like having two of them like fused together.
Yeah.
We shall move on then to our third and final one, and one I'm excited about. It's a Robot Wars machine by the name of Ruff Ruff Dougal.
Why are you so happy with yourself?
Look at him! He's cute! He's a doggo.
He looks like Lord Farquaad met King Charles Cavalier, met Mecha Hitler, and fucked to
That's
have a baby.
That's a sentence.
What? Am I wrong? Am I wrong though?
I mean, no.
There were choices made here.
Yeah.
So number one, where is its weapon?
So you can't really see it in that one.
Oh, you don't say.
There. So it's got a reciprocating spike. So it's basically a spike.
It just stabs.
It just stabs in and out again. It's on like a flywheel thing.
Okay, why is its body fur not the same colour as its head fur?
Well, I think the body fur is some sort of like loft insulation thing, I think, from what I can tell from the wiki.
What, the red one as well?
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't answer my question, though. You answered what it's made out of, not why it looks that way.
Well, I don't know. It's all made out of scrap stuff, so a lot of it is like put together from spare scraps and stuff, so it's made out of bits of radiator, polyethylene barrel. The head is a crash helmet, just like moved down and painted on.
I mean, I like that. I don't mind that. Why is it so flammable?
Because it's funny and it will get on the show. That's like half of a robot.
Rule one. The robot must not be cute.
I still don't get your aversion to cute robots.
You're sending it into war.
And? It's allowed to be cute.
Oh yeah, World War 3 is just lined with femboys.
I mean, I'd sign up.
For World War 3?
No, I wouldn't.
It shouldn't be cute. You're sending it into war. You're sending it to die.
But then if it wins, that's even better. Because it's the cute thing beat the big evil thing.
So what you're saying is that we should pit rabbits up against pit bulls.
You might win. You never know.
That's dog fighting and it's illegal, babe.
I need to catch you.
Matt? That's like putting our two little baby guinea pigs, sweet, fluffy and innocent, up against a wolf.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
Exactly. So why would you do it in a robot?
Because that's just parts. It's different. It's not a living, breathing thing.
But you've made it look cute.
Mm.
You've given it a personality. You've made it into this soft, fluffy thing.
Mm.
Get off. Continue.
Yeah, so Ruff Ruff Dougal was based on Dougal the dog from the Magic Roundabout.
I haven't seen it.
You know,
no.
It's really cute. The like modern-ish version, like 2005, is the one I've seen. Yeah, entered into series 5 and 6, obviously with the big spike and everything.
How is that not over the weight limit?
If you look at it like from the underside of it, it's just basically a big frame, and then the electrics and stuff like that's just like in a box. There's not a lot to it. It's not like
okay. It's
not like there's sheet metal and then the first off. It's just the first off. So it first appeared in Series 5 Heat D against Gemini, which I think we've covered at some point before. Yeah,
we mentioned it. We didn't like go into detail.
Yeah, so...
I ain't ever seen two... pretty robots. One of them always gonna be ugly. Which one is it?
I mean, they're both identical, so.
No, they're not. One of them gotta be ugly.
Yeah, so in the fight, so they immediately split apart, which is always Gemini's tactic, and then managed to get it over to the side and lift it up. Yeah, so you can see underneath. So that's how the spike works. It just spins around and sticks out like that. Managed to get it lifted and pushed into the corner patrol zone and kill a lot, but it did get out. It drove over one of the CO2 jets they had in the arena and lost one of his ears. It drove over.
Is it not all in one piece? It looked like it had hair.
I think it's just like a thing. It's just like.
Yeah, so how can you lose one of them?
It just broke it apart and just lost half an ear then. So he's just hanging around with just the thing just flapping about above his head. Yeah, they managed to get flipped over again by Gemini, and the second hit when it landed against the wall, we knocked the removable link out and was counted out then. And then Killabot almost dumped it out of the arena, and that was it. It didn't get set on fire in that fight, which is one
but...
thing. And in the second appearance in Series 6 Heat Day was in a 4-way rumble against World War 3, which is a robot.
Which looks disgusting. Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
A robot called Tetanus. Tetanus 2, sorry.
It looks like it would give you tetanus. So, accurate.
Yep. and a lifter slash axe bot called Cyrax.
This kind of seems like they were Phoebe, the other robots, and they're like, "What? We need a fourth one. I'll just stick the dog in there."
Like, you got like three vaguely decent competitors, and then
industrial themed, and
throw the dog in the warehouse.
Literally.
So Ra's al Ghul attacked Cyrax first, and then ended up being pushed onto the flame pit where the whole thing basically...
Why is made of loft insulation?
It got singed pretty badly. Like, it started at the tail and just burnt basically the whole thing up for it. Then ended up getting attacked by Weldor and Tetanus, like, at the same time. Ended up getting lifted up. It did manage to last to the end of the fight. We went to a judge's decision. Weldor had already been shoved down the pit earlier, and Ra's al Ghul did basically nothing but catch fire and get in the way. So it was knocked out as well. Cyrax and Tetanus went through the second round.
I mean, fair enough.
And that was Ra's al Ghul's entire Robot Wars career.
You've just showed me three really pathetic robots today.
Some of them are...
Hey, this is a thing that didn't do anything.
I mean, that's like...
Give me your thoughts.
I mean, that's like most of the robots I've shown you have only had like one or two fights, maybe.
Fair enough. Why do you put down your arm?
Can you move your bloody legs, please?
No! I'm using you as a footrest.
Alright, I'll stay there. Typical. Yeah, so Ra's al Ghul, it was up to about 2010, at which point it got scrapped and the rights got sold over to another robot, like, content creator. And he built a bigger weight version called Pup Pup Ghul.
At least it's felt and not loft insulation.
He's adorable.
He looks kind of like a man into reggae.
Not like a Rastafari.
Yeah. Not all Rastafaris are into reggae.
Mainly.
That's very stereotyping of you. But the ears are so big that they look like dreadlocks instead of...
Just got really thick, shaggy hair. So, what do you think of Ra's al Ghul as a whole?
He's more endearing than the others.
Mm.
The name is terrible.
Why?
I just don't like the name. and that's it.
That's about it, really.
Pretty pathetic. So,
I mean, this was early, like series 5 and 6 for Robot Wars.
Stop trying to defend them. You always say that this was early times. They've grown since then. They haven't grown since then.
They have to me. I think I'm going to call it there on that then.
We are scrub-a-dub, a suspicious splash splash.
Okay.
That song's in my head.
Fair enough.
Did you never watch the Rubber
Dubbers? Yeah, I watched the Rubber Dubbers. I just wasn't expecting that. It just come out of nowhere.
Shot through the heart and you're to blame. You give love a bad name.
Can you stop doing that, please?
Why?
Because it's fucking irritating.
You're irritating. Keep you around.
Thank you for listening, everyone. Enjoyed another episode. Leave your comments and stuff in the bottom on what you thought of the robots.
Share, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah, that. Social media links and stuff will be in the description below, and we'll see you in the next episode.